he committed himself to accepting nuclear warheads for Canadian weapons systems. That was in 58. And he did that without any reflection, without any hesitation. He felt that was the necessary thing to do because of the dangers of the Cold War. And he did it enthusiastically. And it was only when he realized from early 1960 on that there was a growing part of the public that didn't share that view of the importance of taking nuclear weapons that he began to hesitate. And the weapons were still being developed, and he hadn't signed the agreements with the United States to take the warheads, so that he then, from the time that he sensed that there was a growing public opposition, he backed off these agreements, which he had very clearly made with the United States.